Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 7th of December, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, starting off our BTN News Show today, we've got none other than Mr. Tim Cook. And Tim is going to be responding to all those reports about the watches sales sucking. As if you haven't heard, research firm IDC has released some little bit of info about how much the Apple Watch is selling. And it really isn't. The report suggested that sales of the Apple Watch are down 71% year on year between quarter three of 2015 and quarter three of 2016. And because of this, Mr. Tim Cook himself decided to do a little bit of responding on that issue. And what he had to say was pretty much completely opposite.
Sales growth is off the charts.
At least that's what Timmy Boy told Reuters. He went on to say that,
in fact, during the first week of the holiday shopping, our sell-through of Apple Watch was greater than any other week in the product's history.
So what are we left with? Well, pretty much you got a CEO saying that, hey, everything's great. And that's to the investors out there. Then you got the numbers on the other side, which usually numbers, they don't lie. I don't know about you, but a lot of my friends are saying, hey, look at your new iPhone there, dude. You got no headphone jack. Yeah, look, I've got one on my Samsung. Well, they may not be saying that much longer. Seems the Galaxy S8, yeah, it looks like that headphone jack they're going to ditch too. What do you know? Samsung copying Apple again. In a report from Sam Mobile, they gave us a little bit of tidbits of what to expect in the next rendition of the S8. Now, it seems that Samsung has some plans to move to a USB-C port for the Galaxy S8. That's probably a good idea. Giving you faster transfer speeds, but best of all, charging time that doesn't take as long. But of course, the big deal is that 3.5mm headphone jack. Bye-bye. And wouldn't you know it, the report is also saying that Samsung, yes, will include a dongle for you. Just like the iPhone. Finally, the nice little thing we're seeing is about that home button that'll be embedded into the display. So yeah, actually a little something different than what Apple's been doing. Although probably something Apple should have done on the new iPhone. We'll have to wait for that for number 8, won't we? Yeah. Well, with the popularity of Instagram growing ever so every day, so does the freaking abuse on there. But in the last few months, Instagram has been trying to at least help us out with that. They've actually given a lot of tools to help combat that abuse. You know, like block specific words from your comments. Yeah, those kind of things. But today, they got some more tools coming our way to keep out those nasty little trolls. The first tool at our disposal will be to let you remove comments entirely from your post. That's nice. But it doesn't just start there. It's also adding the ability to heart a specific comment in the hopes that it will show support for users and encourage positivity throughout the community. Ah, will a little heart make a difference? Probably not. But hey, there's always hope. The third option, which is actually a nice option to see, is to anonymously report what Instagram is actually calling self-injury post. Basically, let you tell Instagram, hey, I don't know if this person's very much stable right now. I think they need some help. They might harm themselves, you know, this kind of thing. So that feature will let you flag the photo for a review. And apparently, Instagram will have a team working 24/7 that will reach out to the user and then connect them to the proper resources. Yeah, that's pretty nice. I like that one. And finally, our crap for Christmas on this hump day. Once again, no Santa. I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of bullshit in 2016. You read about bullshit, you hear about bullshit. Sometimes you just need a button to just tell everybody what a bunch of bullshit. Well, now there is a button. It is the official bullshit button. Yes, it's a big, giant red button that will make a statement, pretty much calling BS to anybody they really wanted to. Best of all, you can get this bullshit right now for only $6.55 over there at Amazon.com. Again, we'll vary in whatever territory you're in as far as exchange rates go. So if you're sick of the bullshit for this holiday season, this is something to definitely pick up. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the place to find all the great BTN podcasts. Get subscribed over there. Of course, you can also find all of our content on iTunes as well. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget Swagger with 1G.
Thank you.
And of course, there's always our lovely BTN community chatting it up over at our Slack room. Check them out at British newstech.slack.com. Get on over there and join in the fun. The news show will be back on Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Sorry, guys. I can't get you a show out tomorrow. But yes, we will be back on Friday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, don't put up with anybody's bullshit. Have a great hump day. And thank you very much for listening.